All right, let's get to the podium, see what Dan Quinn has to say about Jaden Daniels as we've been waiting for the update all day long.
What's up, everybody? And I know the most important thing everyone is waiting on is Jaden's health. And so I'll start there and I'll update you with what I have. That's what we discussed last night. The status for Jaden we'll put down as week to week. As you guys know, it's a rib injury, and we'll take him through, you know, all the steps at practice and assess how he's doing and keep working it through that. We're hopeful he can play, but we'll also make sure to take every precautionary step and do it smartly for the player and the man. And so I want to make sure I gave you all the updates that I had. And so it's not going to be something that's going to knock him out for a long term. And so, like I said, we're going to list it as week to week. And like I said, hopefully we'll play this week and we'll take it every day of it all the way through. So glad to open up with you guys and get rolling.
Okay, go ahead, Nikki.
Are you able to say what exactly he is dealing with?
Rib injury. And so the injury came, this kind of fell awkwardly on the opening play. I think you'd asked me that last night, Nick. I want to make sure I got back to you on that as well. So it was the opening play. He was able to finish out that drive, but it was the best, you know, call to wait it out. And like I said, we'll see where he is, you know, going through the steps at practice this week, and we'll make a decision as we go. But literally, like, we're not going to miss one step of this. You know, all the way through, it's really important to get it right, and we will.
And medical stuff aside, I know the doctors have their say in all of this, but for you as a coach, what do you need to see from him this week to make you comfortable that he can?
Yeah, and I think he's such a unique player that I want to make sure he can be him fully in his own way. And the movement, the, you know, throwing and all the stuff that would go with that, as you can imagine. So I know he'll do everything he can, but I'll trust my eyes and certainly know him well. So, like I said, we'll take it every step of the way.
John Kime.
Yeah, just kind of playing off that, is this a pain management thing? Is it more restrictive on his throwing? What will be the biggest challenge for him with this?
As you're going through it, like most times when there's like a core injury, John, it's more just, you know, the movements and all that goes into throwing and playing the position. So for him, going through that whole process, you know, will be an important one for him. So any of the time it's with the core, it's with the movements.
And then for decision making, you said you go with your eyes. How much will you also rely on him and where he's at? And do you almost have to temper some of that because you know how he'd want to be out there?
Yeah, that part we all know from all of us that know Jaden. Like, he is at his core a true competitor, and we wouldn't expect anything different than that. But we'll really trust, you know, our eyes, the medical staff. And like I said, we're going to make sure, John, we assess this every day and make sure when he's able to be him fully in that space, you know, then we'll let it rip. But we'll just take it, you know, as we're going through the whole week. We got practice to assess and movements and going through it, and then each day we'll have a better update.
Head coach Dan Quinn, addressing reporters live in Ashburn, says that the Commanders are hoping Jaden Daniels can play. They'll be thorough in his recovery this week.
So, Dan, to some degree, this is why you guys go out and get a Marcus Mariota, somebody who has this experience. Does the fact that he has the same sort of, or not the same stuff, but like has that mobility, was that ultimately like a big factor to have somebody who has a similar style? I guess he came before Jaden, you know what I mean? Like somebody that has a similar style to what you were looking at.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, Ben, on that. And I think what it also shows is, like, you know, we take that part, you know, really important. We hate that these, you know, types of injuries happen, and, you know, God forbid when they do, you want to make sure you're absolutely, you know, ready to deliver in that space. And Marcus is that type of player. And as much as you don't want that, those injuries to happen at any position in the NFL, we know it does. And so for him to step into that space, it was an important win. Certainly not a great one with, you know, players being injured, but it was an important one. And on the sideline, you can see the support that Marcus got, you know, from his teammates. And I think that goes a long way of being ready and all the things that happen when no one's watching, you know, the staying after practice, going through a 2 minute to get ready. And it, sure enough, it happened right before the half to go down the field on a 2 minute. He literally had done that on Friday, Ben, post practice with a bunch of guys and going through to get full speed reps. So It's funny how those things, you know, come up and you're ready and you're able to deliver. So that's Marcus, you know, being ready when called upon.
And I know this isn't necessarily a plug-and-play operation, but the fact that you guys were able to maintain the efficiency and that you've had throughout the year, what does that kind of say just about how the offense is running right now?
Yeah, I think it shows there's a lot of confidence in the plan of what we would do and how to feature the players of doing the things, you know, that they do best. And so I wasn't surprised to see Marcus perform well. We've all seen it. What I thought was really strong, Ben, was this is a guy that missed a month, you know, of being on IR at the start. And so for him to battle back from an injury and get back into the reps, that took work to do that. And so he got some playing time early in one of the games. Can't remember which one right now, but, you know, that was important to get going. And then this one to get in for the almost the whole game. So I think Jaden, you know, left after the first drive. So that was a big deal.
Sam, will this situation prompt you guys to reconsider at all the role of design quarterback runs in the offense?
It would not. On this one, Sam, that Jaden ended up getting injured, it was honestly more like a scramble. You know, there was a lead blocker outside. He was, you know, 30, 35 yards down the field. So, no, that's not the type of design run that we would move from.
Is the coaching point to him on that? Like, is it okay that he cut back in the middle of the field? Or what is the coaching point, I guess, to him, if there is one at all?
Yeah, he was really trying to work off the safety at first. And so to cut across his face, he was trying to go score. And so as he was getting down the field, I thought from the design standpoint it was good, and he just, you know, kind of fell awkwardly on it. So it was not a function, Sam, in this particular case of, you know, running in the A gap and, you know, getting hit by a defensive tackle. You know, it was a down the field run that in a lot of ways would have felt like a scramble if you just saw the second half of the play, not the first half, if that makes sense. You're welcome.
David Aldridge.
Dan, I am assuming that part of your evaluation of Jaden this week will involve him trying out different types of pads and wraps to see what he's comfortable in terms of throwing motion and all of that.
Not as much, Dave, on the pad. He already has, you know, a specific one. In this instance, it's really going to be more of the rotational part of things, and to see how that part would go and what it looks like to make sure he can have all the movements down. He's got a pretty secure padding. It seems smaller, but it's you know, like where it protects over the ribs, like a lot of the quarterbacks have. You know, it's protected strongly there.
I guess I was wondering if he would try a flak jacket on or anything, or if that would even be a help for him.
Not in this instance. Okay. The one that he has good protection. It was really more a function of, you know, like kind of being torqued in a different way as opposed to an impactful play. Okay. Like an impact play, excuse me, not an impactful play.
Scott?
Hey, Dan. You guys are calling this a rib injury. Can you expand on that? I know some fans are worried that maybe the rib's broken, bruised. Can you kind of expand on that?
Sure.
A little bit, Dan?
The best thing, Sam, I can say, I mean, Scott, excuse me, for the fans, this is not something that's a long-term issue, and that's why we listed him as week-to-week. And like I said, we're hopeful he'll play this weekend, but we're not going to miss one step, you know, as it goes through it.
How's his demeanor today? Is he already like, I'm playing on Sunday, coach? Can you kind of explain that?
I think you can probably figure that one out on your own, Scott, from being around Jaden for one day. But yeah, he was doing great today. You know, same way last night. And but that's really how he's wired.
Candy?
Charlie, did you call on me?
Yep.
Make it short.
Yep, that's you.
Hi, Candy.
Dan Quinn meeting with the media in Ashburn right now, talking Jaden Daniels' health. They're hopeful he can play on Sunday. Let's listen in for a couple more moments.
I think Friday, Candy, was a really cool demonstration of that. So we finished our practice on Friday, and after that, they went over to get, you know, more two-minute work in. And so it was Kaz and Mitch and Bryson and others, and they honestly went right down the field. So I think it speaks one to the importance
of, as they pivot now onto the rest of the team in the game. We could cover that part. 40-7, they beat up on Carolina pretty good.